You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Leeds against Warrington. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff on Friday evening, and it's league leaders Leeds against 6th place Warrington, but maybe not mattered for too much in the past, because Warrington seem to have a bit of a hoodoo over Leeds this season. Leeds are 4-11, the draw 20-1, Warrington are 2-1. It's Leeds minus 8 on the handicap at 10-11, the handicap tie is 16s, and Warrington plus those 8, 10-11. Warrington in fact have won three of the last five meetings between the two sides, and we've seen them this year. They're one of the only teams in the Super League that so far have nullified Leeds' liquid attack, the way they keep the ball alive. They've really defended well against Leeds, and that's been a platform for Warrington to win these games this year.
Yeah, the only time they've beaten them in the last 12 months was that Challenge Cup semi-final last year, but this season they've been absolutely superb, Warrington, against Leeds. That's about it, because Warrington have had, I think it'd be fair to say, a very disappointing season. We'd have been tipping them to be in the top four, certainly, come the split. But the sixth place, and you know, there's a danger they could miss out on the top four. Lost in the semi-final of the Challenge Cup last weekend to Hull Kingston Rovers in a surprise. I think Leeds, coming into this now, you know, I watched them in that semi-final against St Helens last week. Brian McDermott, the coach, said after the game it was one of the best performances he'd seen that first 20 minutes. They just flew out of the blocks and really gave St Helens nowhere to go. You look at the fact that Jamie Peacock's retiring at the end of the season, Kevin Sinfield's retiring at the end of the season, two of their biggest players of this golden generation. And when we call the Rhinos a golden generation, it actually does mean something, because they have been, this is the greatest collection of players in the history of the Leeds club, which, as a supporter of a team which generally doesn't like Leeds, is a bit sticks in the throat. But Warrington, I'm going to have to go away from the fact that they've won the two meetings this season. I think that's almost irrelevant, because Leeds in playoff football, and this is almost a playoff, you know, they're looking to secure that place in the top four. They won't have over-celebrated after the semi-final victory last week. And Warrington going back to where they lost last week against Hull KR, whether that will have an effect on them positively or negatively. Minus eight handicap Leeds. I think I'd have to decide with Leeds again. I think on this one, you know, I think the morale in the Warrington camp after that defeat, this is going to be crucial here. Whereas in the other game, I was thinking Wigan could win it, you know, 1-12. I think Leeds could blow them apart here. I think the Leeds plus 13 plus points and the dozen winning margins at 13-10. I think they could keep this very, very tight in terms of Warrington scoring points. As good as they have been in attack this season, you mentioned the liquid attack. Defensively, they can be absolutely superb at times as well, as we saw last week against St Helens. And I think they'll be looking once again on the TV to put on a performance. And I'm going to go Leeds. I'm going to go Leeds. Big Leeds win. 13 plus points at 13-10. You know, you try scores, you may as well stick a dart in some of these names, because they have been absolutely superb this season. We saw Tom Briscoe come back from his long injury and score a hat-trick on his return to the side, so he'd be one to look at. I don't think we've got the prices up for the try scores yet, have we? But he'd certainly be one to look for on Friday night if you're looking at a try scorer bet. Certainly Tom Briscoe. Callum Watkins was superb again last week against St Helens in the semi-final. And Jamie Peacock's try, harking back to his days as a second rower, was absolutely superb. Not sure whether I'd necessarily be backing him again this week, but certainly a Leeds win. I think I'm going to go for that Leeds big win, 13 plus points at 13-10.
Yeah, we saw a side of Peacock we haven't seen for years. That little sidestep on the way through. We went back the clock.
It was superb.
Yeah, it was. It was superb. And the Challenge Cup results last weekend, I get where you're coming from with the mentality side of things. Leeds haven't played that well for a long time. Many teams haven't played that well for a long time. And Warrington, their season's been so up and down, and they're on another down with that defeat when they were very much expected to win. Plus, Leeds will see this as a bit of a grudge match, won't they? The fact that Warrington are the team that's had them this year. I could see Leeds trying to put that right on Friday evening.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we expect Warrington might give a debut to Chris Sandow, who just signed from the NRL for the rest of the season and the future as well. So that's a big signing for them. But I just think, you know, watching Warrington last week, and this was pointed out to me by, you know, Gary Schofield, Rugby League Hall of Famer, Leeds legend, whatever. He said when they scored that try inside the first minute, Warrington on Saturday afternoon against Hull KR, they were celebrating as if they were at Wembley. And I wonder if that overconfidence got to them a bit too much there. They were, you know, strong favourites to beat Hull KR. I didn't think Hull KR would be getting to the final, but, you know, fair play to Chris Chester's Robbies are there. I just wonder for Warrington. I just worry for them this season because, you know, they, as I say, they're 4 points off Huddersfield at the moment. Now, if I think Wigan beat Huddersfield, you know, they could close that gap on Friday night if they win at Leeds. But I don't think they will. I think Castleford will beat Hull in the non-televised game. And that will keep them 4 points adrift with only six rounds left then. So it's a lot of work for them to do to try and get in this top four. I think this in a sense could be the end of the season for Warrington. It seems strange to say that, but Leeds win, as I think they will do, and that's it for Warrington. I think this is going to be a comfortable Leeds win. I think if they play that first 20 minutes as they did against St Helens last week, yes, the stakes aren't as high because Leeds are desperate to get back to Wembley last week, and this is a regular league game when they've got a big advantage off the rest of the table, or certainly the below third. I just think Leeds will go into this game and think, we can get these done. And that's a Warrington side who are out of contention for the rest of the season. I think the 13-plus points, I think it's a big, big Leeds win on the cards here. I hope I'm not there eating humble pie come 10 o'clock. But, you know, I'm looking at that match result and both teams have scored 20 or more points, 100 to 30 on Leeds. And my only concern with that would be Warrington scoring the 20 points. And it goes against all form from this season, because when they've met, Warrington scored 29 when they beat Leeds at Henley in April, and obviously in March they won 18-6 at the Halliwell Jones Stadium. But there's just something about Warrington at the moment that, even though they have those two wins over Leeds this season in Super League, I just think the morale and the form is not there for Warrington to have any faith in backing them to cause an upset.
Just looking through some of the other prices, we obviously have the alternative handicaps. If you think Leeds will win very handsomely, we have Leeds minus 16 on the handicap at 2-1. Is that something that would interest you at that price?
You know what, as something speculative, I wouldn't be averse to that at all. I can see them running away with this one, you know, minus 16 at 2-1. Yeah, you know, I could have a little play on that one. I think this will be a comfortable Leeds win. Let me pick a score out of thin air. 38-10. There you go. It's going to be 38-10 for Leeds. If that lands on Friday night, the beers are on me.
Going for a correct score in the rugby league, that's fantastic.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.